Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we did not get to during the course of the show today, including a little bit of Kanye West controversy.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Kanye-versy.
What's
yeah.
he doing?
Did you guys see the story a little bit ago, not too long ago, about his fashion show? He was at Fashion Week in Paris or whatever. Did you see this?
No, but I've heard rumors of him like calling out journalist for something.
Well, he had shirts on in the thing, and he was wearing one that said White Lives Matter.
Yes.
And so people that are very woke got really bent about that. And you know he was doing it just to get a reaction, I think. I mean, and publicity. And so he's kind of doubling down on the controversy when they were like, well, you know, why are you wearing those shirts? We're disappointed in you. We're angry at you. And so, you know, he commented, here's my latest response. When people ask me why I made the T-shirts that say White Lives Matter, they do, all caps.
Simple.
It's like so great, man. It's like how unapologetic he is about stuff. Like, it's a very interesting, tricky subject, okay? Because what happened is Black Lives Matter, it's obviously a spinoff of the Black Lives Matter, and the phrase that the Anti-Defamation League and Southern Poverty Law Center, they claim that White Lives Matter has been used by white supremacists as a slogan in response to the Black Lives Matter movement. And so when all of that was happening, I mean, it was stemming from a lot of incidents with black men and police going horribly wrong. And then it sparked riots and the Black Lives Matter became this movement. And so there was a pushback because there were people that are not racist going, well, I get that. But then White Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, everybody's lives matter. We have to do better at all of this, you know. But I think Kanye, you never know somebody's true motivation, you know? And so I think there was a justification. He's like, oh, this would be really good publicity, so we'll do this. And I can justify it by saying, well, white lives do matter. Because you theoretically can't argue that, because we really should believe that all life is equal and all lives matter. But there were people that were going after him for it as well. Like Vogue editor, she said in a series of Instagram stories, she's sharing her disgust and calling it hugely irresponsible. And it didn't land. It was deeply offensive, violent, and dangerous. I don't know about
violent?
That. I think you've gone way too far to the other side in woke culture. You know, there was no violence that came out of this. You know, you could say it's in bad taste. That's fine. You know, you can even say I'm offended by it, but it wasn't dangerous. Nothing bad happened, but you're stoking those flames as if they could happen, you know? So anyway,
There's going to be a Daily Wire documentary. I saw a trailer for where the woman that he was standing with him, I forget her name.
Oh yes. Candace Owens.
Yeah. She's going to be hosting it, but it's something about how Black Lives Matter was a movement that started off in a good place.
Right.
But she is finding out where all that money went to.
Yes.
And they're finding out that people that actually are in like the projects, they need help, are not getting any help.
No, the money's been misappropriated and it's gone to, like, if you look at their holdings, they have like four very expensive, you could call them mansions, that the person who's running it has now. You know, it's there's like anything, man, when humans touch things and they touch money, greed runs rampant and it's problematic when you're trying to do things. The government is notorious for this. Government, in its essence, it's a good idea to keep us all on the same page, keep us in line, keep us moving forward, have us roads. But then government misuse of funds happens every day. They do it like they've perfected the art of misusing funds. And so many of these organizations get caught up in that stuff as well. I didn't know Candace Owens was going to do a thing on it. I would like to see that. As somebody who watched some of the Black Lives Matter stuff unfold, again, you go, man, I get where it's coming from. And it's a good idea to raise the flag of, hey, you know, there is a disparity in the way that men of color are treated as compared to women, white men with relationships with police officers. And a lot of years, I never really saw that. I thought, well, if you treat cops with respect, you'll get respect back. That's not always the case when sometimes they run into bad cops, because there are bad cops. There are great cops. Cops too. So when a bad cop runs into somebody who, you know, is, and there's a problem, it makes the news and it's a really bad situation. But I had always thought that, you know, well, it's just, that's the exception. But I, growing up, or having a friend of mine who is black and grew up, like, we talked about some of our experiences as kids and they were radically different, you know, the way that he was perceived and treated versus the way I was perceived and treated. Now, I don't buy into white guilt and all and white privilege and all that other stuff, but like I do understand that his experience is far different from mine. And I didn't necessarily understand that for a lot of years. And so I think that's a good place to start, is to go, yeah, you had a different experience than I had. Where do we go from here? How do we make this better for everybody? Mm-hmm. Because that's ultimately should be our goal, is that we, I don't think we become colorblind, because I think with our color comes different experiences and comes different culture and comes these beautiful things that can be part of it. So we don't want to homogenize it, but we definitely want to make it equal and fair so that everybody gets a fair shake regardless of your skin color. So anyway, that's the Kanye situation in a nutshell. What do you got, Lady Rock?
Wynonna Judd, she is the older daughter of Naomi Judd, who took her life earlier this year.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago.
Mm-mm. But she's speaking out now. Ashley Judd, the younger daughter, had already spoken out, but now Wynonna is. And she said that, of course, it's been difficult to heal from her mother's passing, just because mainly there's so much mystery to it. We did find out details about how Naomi did have Ashley there at the house when she decided to do what she did, which is odd.
Yeah.
Because then her daughter would actually be there to hear it.
Find her. Yeah, that's like, hard.
There's a lot of mystery, and I don't know if there was a note that was left behind, so that can leave other family members to feel lost.
You know, we want to know all the details of things with celebrities and stuff, and especially something like this, because the end result for her was not what the public persona was for Naomi. And so you're just curious. But these are the things, man, you got to just let them be and let people have their privacy, because regardless of their celebrity status, they're just people, you know. And so it is interesting that, because Wynonna had been very silent in the beginning and Ashley did all the press interviews and Wynonna was just out, and you're wondering like, okay, why is that? What was her relationship with her mom, and you know, where was she at, and what was she feeling that would keep her from talking about it? Because there's a sense of you have to talk about it when you're a celebrity, and I don't think you should have to.
And she said too that she's using a lot of compassion to get through it. So she is like saying, like, compassion has helped me. I think it would help the nation too if we were more compassionate to one another and we tried to understand where everyone was coming from, which of course is great in a perfect world, but we live in a broken world. And while that is truth, it doesn't seem like that's going to pan out with people trying.
Her mom's situation was interesting, though, too, because she had written the book about depression and kind of beating it, like, kind of thing. And mm-hmm. so you think, oh, well, she's in a good place. And so then when she took her own life because of depression, everyone's like, what just happened? You know, so I'm sure there's a million questions that even Ashley and Naomi or Ashley and Winona have, mm-hmm. you know, that weren't answered. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the hardest part about suicide is like for the people that are left behind, there's so many. It's cruel. Because there are so many answers that are left unsaid or unanswered. There are so many things, and you just don't know because we're just wired for why, mm-hmm. you know, as people.
Well, because we want control of yeah. the situation. And when we understand more, the more control we feel like we have.
Right. And then, and two, like, you're like, well, I could have done something. I think that's a big part of it, though, too, is like, if I had known what was going on, maybe I could have helped. And mm-hmm. so that's why when people choose to take their own lives, other people are just left swirling. Mm-hmm. Like, and sometimes you never really get closure on that. And that might be the case for the Judds, you know. Mm-hmm.
But if you know someone who has dealt with a family member or a friend or something that has walked through someone taking their own life, maybe that's a good reminder that compassion is a major key there.
Sure.
Compassion towards them, compassion towards the situation.
Absolutely.
And also just a reminder maybe to reach out and just say, hey, thinking about you.
All right. Well, let's do some weekend plans first today as a nice little segue here.
Oh, okay.
Weekend plans. Everybody's got a weekend plans. All right. Weekend plans. Betty Rock.
Tonight.
Because my wife will ask me.
I am getting together with a group of friends.
Ooh.
We are going to watch Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, you've waited this whole time because it
have.
Came out last week, right?
Earlier. So I'm a big fan of the first one because I grew up with it.
Yeah.
But the second one, I'm eager to see. My hopes are not high for it. I think it'll be cheesy, and at my age, I'm going to be like, mm-hmm. it was a good one-off, yeah. and I'm good. But she's the friend that we're going to her house. She's the one that does the movies outside. Mm. So we're going to have s'mores.
I was just saying, did you theme
chili.
It up? Is there any theme?
Yes.
It's a good night for that,
and
too.
I'm going to make pigs in a blanket.
Nice.
So it's going to be a good time. I'm going to try and see if I can make them into mummies. Have you seen that on Pinterest?
No, I have not.
Where people like take the dough and they make it a string and then they wrap it around the hot dog and
okay.
it makes it look like it's a mummy.
I love it.
Take pictures of that.
So I'll try
cool.
that and see.
Yeah, let us know.
Saturday, I might be helping another friend of
Move!
Mine.
No, I thought you were done. You need to start a moving company, man. Oh my gosh.
But I think you've got the wrong idea. It's the same two girls, but one of them took 2 weekends. This other one hasn't moved in yet, and so now she's moving.
They should move each. Are they moving in the same place?
Yes.
They should move each other. Like, there you go. You guys are going to the same place anyway. No. You guys move.
Anyways, that's happening on Saturday.
Are you the only one, or is it
a bunch of you?
No.
Yeah, and when I say move, I'm not talking about like,
couches beds
I'm not doing any of that. That's where the men step in. I'm just helping with cleaning things out, getting rid of stuff that they may not need anymore, cleaning up things, and just, you know, helping where I can.
It must be nice to have that kind of time to move. I've never had that luxury. Like, oh, I'll do it a little bit at a time. I'll take a month to get moved into my chateau.
It's like a one-day, massive, stressful
event.
It
depends. People move in different ways. And
I moved.
They're just
from
different.
Two locations to one location all in one day. I had stuff at my house, a full house in Atlanta that was almost 4,000 square feet of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a secondary location where we had stuff stored, and I had to get all of that. Then I had to come straight to Tennessee, finish closing, and move into my house all in one day. So a 4-hour drive, it was a nightmare.
Well, this was a situation where I know both girls, and
right.
they're now roommates. And so they didn't want to move in at the same time because of all the chaos that would come from
really?
That.
Is kind
so
of
they
smart.
Decided that one of them needed to move out ASAP. And so we got her
Trouble
into
the
new yes. So we got her into the new place.
Breaking a lease without having to pay.
She actually made it on America's Most Wanted. Anyway, we got all of her stuff moved into the new place because she needed to be there ASAP. Now the other girl that was going to move in and be the roommate, she has more time on her hands. And so we were just going to wait and help her later. And that's what we're doing this weekend.
Oh, that's right. We moved you into your place with Nicole, but she was moving in later. Like, so you had
I was already there
with Riley.
Yeah, that
my
was
roommate
with the,
that
oh,
I had
the first
before.
Time. Yeah, that was
and
the
And then
first
Nicole,
time.
She moved, just moved in on her own.
That's right. But we moved you in before Riley because we had all mm-hmm. your stuff in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because she wasn't in town already.
That's right.
Yeah. Then Sunday is church. And that's it.
And scene. How fun.
Gavin?
No moving on our end. I think we're just going to go out to dinner tonight. I think that Haley and I are going to go golfing in the morning.
Oh, has
tomorrow.
She ever played before?
She's never played.
Did you go with that friend to the 6:30 soccer meet thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Last Sunday. And
ugh.
Oh, in the morning?
Yeah, I only got like 4 hours of sleep mm-mm. on Sunday into Monday.
No.
Terrible.
No.
Terrible time. But, and then other than that.
Are you playing on an actual golf course with her?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the worst.
I'm the worst.
Yes.
And I will say this to yes. re-edit, she has done a par 3 course in her lifetime.
Re-edit.
Okay.
So she's right. she's been on a course before.
Okay.
She's not good.
Yeah.
I'm not good.
Not on a Saturday, bro. Like
really?
A Saturday? Yeah. You don't take someone that doesn't know how to play golf on a Saturday. Unless they're the kind that hits it 2 feet and then will pick the ball up, ride for a little bit, not look for the ball.
Just get to that point.
Yeah, I hope so. Because like if you hold up the course, that's not gonna be good for you.
Oh, in that sense.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
we just
everyone gets frustrated. Like if you're the one's playing slow on a Saturday because everyone's trying to get in under 4.5 hours.
Yeah. Haley and I may just do the under that pretense. We may just do the driving range.
There you go.
Just to not hurt play anyone else's feelings.
Yeah, play on the after, like the afternoons, like do an afternoon round, like after 3 where it's cheaper and then you don't have people
stick
to
it
a bit.
Do the morning.
I may or may not listen to
this. But get in a fist fight with everyone that gets mad at you.
Like eyeball the people behind
yes,
me.
Yeah. Even threaten them before they even start a fight. Just be like, listen, just don't.
I've been kicked off a golf course for a fight.
That doesn't surprise
anyone. Do you remember
anyone.
When
on the first
yes. news today yes. in the podcast, we talked about things you shouldn't
yeah,
brag about.
Proud of.
And
I know.
One of those was yeah. winning a fight.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
Here we are once again.
Here we are.
Another example.
Yeah. A guy who kept
smiling.
A guy kept hitting into us, like because. And when you're playing golf,
now you're going to justify why you're bragging
but when
about
you're,
it.
When
okay.
you play golf, there's a respect. You don't drive into the people in front of you. I mean, there are people out in the fairway. You don't hit your ball so it runs right up yeah. on them. You wait till they're on the green. You wait till they're clear. And these guys behind us, the whole course was slow. We couldn't go anywhere because the people in front of us. They kept driving into us.
The nerve.
It's rude. And then finally, they hit my buddy. Hit the ball. They drove.
Yeah.
Hit him. And that's when we came unglued. We turned around, dropped our bags. We dumped all of our balls out that we had, our extra balls, and just like lit them up. We hit probably each like 10 balls right at them in a moment. And so then they get mad. They come flying down, and we're into this huge altercation. And then all of a sudden, all like three course rangers come over,
and they
kicked us all off the course.
I'm just picturing some minimum wage 17-year-old boy being like, "Guys, please stop."
No, these are all old. Old men do rangers a lot, like
okay.
they because they got nothing else to do, and they're like, I love golf, and so I'll be a. That's what I'm going to do in retirement. It's so
I've never heard of that.
Oh yeah, so
and they
great.
Probably think everyone there at the golf course has a manner of adultship
right.
that they know that.
We were
fights
fine until the guy,
break out.
Until the guy, I was young. I was young and hot-headed, but they shouldn't have driven into us and they hit my buddy. So that's it. Oh, good times.
This is like your therapy.
I know. What am I going to do this weekend? I'm going to hopefully finish large chunks of my screened-in porch today. I've been working on it. This week, and I got to build a wall and do stuff like that, and then some finishing work. But the first level of inspections took like 10 minutes, and the guy signed off on it. But then I have to get a final, so I'm like, I hope my work's as good as the contractor that did his job. So we'll find out. Then Sunday, and there's church, and then my mom is leaving on Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, so she wasn't here that long, so I'm kind of bummed. But
the last hoorah.
She might move here. She really likes it here. She's been talking about it and looking for like, oh, well, what's up here to buy and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
so we'll see.
Yeah.
But that's it. All right, birthdays.
You're going to sing the birthday song?
Happy every birthday from all of us to you. Wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Hey!
Love it. Melissa, we didn't get this in a little late. October 3rd, she wanted to wish us a happy 11th anniversary of The Wally Show.
Oh, man. It is?
I guess.
These are the I don't mark milestones in my uh-huh. life really well. Like, because it used to be Total Access we did. Then it went to... the afternoon show we did, and we called it the Wally Show, and then it went to mornings, and it was the Wally Show, and then we've had a couple different incarnations of who's been on the show since then. Not a ton of turnover, but a little bit.
Mm-hmm. She also wanted to give a birthday shout out to Zach, who used to be on the show. He celebrated his birthday on the 4th.
October 4th. I always remember it because it's the day of the Country Ham Festival.
What?
We have a really country random. Ham festival. Well, he would always make it. Zach always made cheesy jokes, and I love him for it. But he would be like, "Hey, look, fireworks on my birthday," because they always had them at the Country Ham Festival. They got awesome. Me fireworks. It's so great.
Michael, Monica, and Victoria want to wish Ray LaRose a happy birthday. Ooh. Said she makes the best honey garlic glazed salmon.
Oh, that was so good until that.
I was like, honey garlic, I'm wings. Thinking bread or something. Yeah, but then no.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you say salmon?
I did.
But did
is
you
that
say
how
it
you say it?
Ironically? Or
no, that's how you say it. It has an L
salmon.
In it.
Salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Salmonella.
Exactly. Cole, a.k.a. Cool, he has a birthday
cool
that's happening today.
Nice.
This guy.
Happy birthday,
nice.
Cool Cole.
I hope this guy's cool, like Cole. 27.
He yeah. said, I'm turning 14 today.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Just young
and
enough.
And have
yeah,
been a potty for about 5 years. Nice. I love cars, music, computers, cybersecurity, and
nice.
Listening to the Wally Show every day. Y'all are the best.
He is cool.
Hacking accounts, you know, the usual.
He has a question for the both of you. He said, Wally says he plays PS4, as does Gavin. So my question is, what is your favorite video game?
Mine, I really play one video game. I play Call of Duty. That's the one I like. And well, that and Sniper Elite. They don't come out with as many games as that.
That's scary.
I just got that. Yeah, I like first person shooters. Those are pretty much the two games I play. I have like NASCAR that I'll play on there every once in a while. I have an F1 driving game, and then my nephew, he and I will play hockey. Like, we love
cool.
hockey, so we'll play hockey and Madden here and there, but mainly Call of Duty. What about you?
Still Fortnite, but even that, I don't think I've touched that for over a month.
Oh,
I don't think I've played a video game for probably over a month. I want to get the new F1
Aww.
Game that just came out.
Oh, soccer?
F1.
Oh, no,
F1. F1.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I was thinking FIFA.
I think it just came out recently.
Oh, do you have a driving wheel?
No, I don't.
You need one.
So, oh, do I?
Yeah,
probably
I think
not,
so.
Then. I'm not, I love video games, but I don't love them enough to get all of the aspects of needing to play. It's
yeah.
just money that I know I'll be like, oh, this is great. And then
yeah.
the next weekend, I won't be as into it.
Yeah, the driving games, like I like them, but they're so much harder with just the controller
yeah.
and trying to do it. Like, I'd love to have one of those fully blown rigs. Have you seen these guys that play them on their computer?
Well, I've seen the F1 actual racers.
Yeah.
Like, the way that they train
yeah.
is like they have a basically a mini go-kart cart set up at
yeah.
home.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
I've done one of the F1 modules.
What?
Where you get, they have it at F1 races.
Sweet.
And so I got to go try it, and so it was like, I mean, it's basically a video game.
Yeah.
That's all super high tech, but it was hard.
It's the probably one of the hardest sports to
yeah.
be the best at, so
yeah, it was
I
way
bet
harder
that it's,
than I thought.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So we just nerded out there a little bit. It's funny, earlier Gavin was talking to Betty. He's like, she asked a question about the rings of power, and he just punched himself out. He's like, okay, I could explain it to you, but I'm going to sound super nerdy, so I'm not going to.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's spent on deaf ears.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
And I get that.
Let's see. We've got Aaliyah and Saraya.
Oh.
Saraya, maybe. And family. A happy birthday to our little sister.
Another difficult name. Guillermo.
Kseniah.
Nice. No idea.
Kseniah, maybe. She's turning 7 years old, so she's
nice.
Playful and imaginative, and she loves animals. Happy birthday. Then Melissa wants to wish her older brother, Joey, who's going to be celebrating a birthday over the weekend. He's turning 29. She wants to know, whatever happened to Snap Judgment? You promised it would be back on September 2nd.
Wow.
Oh.
And
what
yet
a...
here we are.
Here we are, September 2nd? Okay. Yeah, we've had some changes here still that I'm still navigating, but yeah, we need to do that again.
But we'll do it.
We will just get there. Give me a minute. There's some nuances back behind the scenes that need to happen first, and we're working there.
And we did try and get back with a musical bit, with Time Capsule Tuesday.
Right.
But I agree that Snap Judgment was a new music.
Snap Judgment is one of my favorites.
Way fun.
Yeah. All right. Well,
wait a minute.
What?
Before we let go, I was creating something. I want people to know, I don't think everybody knows, that we actually have a Wally Show potty group that's on our Facebook page. And if you're not a member yet, what I typically like to do is just explain things. If we're like on vacation or whatever, we post things in the group that you don't typically get on our Facebook or Instagram. So if you would like to be a member of the potty group, text the word potty to 91979 and I will send you a link. Now, how we spell potty is with a D as in dog.
Two D's.
Yes. So P-O-D-D-I-E.
I-E. Okay. Potty. I've always spelled it like that, podcast, but I actually wasn't sure.
Potty.
Yes. Potty. Yeah.
P-O-D-D-I-E. But I have started taking up every word I can think of where you would spell it differently.
P-O-T-T-Y.
Yeah. P-O-D-D-Y. P-O-D-D-I-E-S. P-O-T-T-I-E. Yeah. All of the different ones. But what we're saying is text potty, P-O-D-D-I-E. That's with a D as in dog, to 91979, and we will send you a link.
Well, there you go. And with that, we hope you have a great weekend. And
as always, thanks for being a potty with a D.
Yes, two D's and an I-E.